Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cowboys, Redskins, Sunday, pregame, noon. We know Charles Haley will be listening. Will you? 3 o'clock kickoff right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
He can't even hold that jock.
This is Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. Finally, thank you, Ben Rogers. Someone else knows cream chip beef and what it is. I don't know if it qualifies for National Mincemeat Day, but he knows what it is, cream chip beef. Brian brought us here, my fellow foodie. Do you know cream chip beef?
Familiar with it, yes. Big fan, though, of more of corned beef hash and stuff like that than the chip beef. But, yeah, I get what you're coming from.
Are you a chicken fried steak guy?
Are you kidding me? Really?
That's a yes.
That's a yes, yeah. Anything with pepper and gravy, I'm all about.
All right. If Josh Norman plays,
yeah,
who has been winning this matchup between Dez and Josh Norman when they face each other? Because this is always a huge topic and a commercial now when these two play.
Yeah, it is. And it's a really good matchup. And I think that Josh Norman has got him a couple of different times. I think the numbers will say, you know, that they've had some 50-50 games. But, you know, you have to evaluate overall where how many times does a guy open during a game? You know, I mean, quarterbacks survey field, find guys, and you know, and I think that Josh Norman has done a pretty nice job. It's when, and it's the smart thing. It's to try and get Dez Bryant over on Breland. That's the trick you want to play. And so, but yeah, I would think that they've had some really nice battles. But I think if you looked at overall, I think that Josh Norman has found a way to play Dez Bryant the right way.
Have you made up your mind if you're a GM on whether you would pay Kirk Cousins the big money? If he's a free agent
next
year.
Yeah, I would. Because I think that he and Jay Gruden have a pretty good plan together how they want to operate. And the problem is, though, with this day and age is, and you just ask the Cleveland Browns this or any team that's struggled with quarterback play over the years, how hard it is to find a quarterback. Hell, I can't even be right when we do this draft stuff about quarterbacks. And so, you know, that just shows you it's a difficult thing to do to project. And, you know, Cousins has proven that he can, you know, he can win games. He can be good in this offense. He can move the football. They've tried to get him some weapons. And so, you know, Scott McLuhan tried to get this done. He really, really did. And Bruce Allen, who tends to stand in the way of progress in Washington, he might as well be like his brother, a politician, the way he operates there. Yep. But, you know, that's you know, where he tried to get that done. And that was the right play to make. And, you know, Cousins now will have an opportunity. The Redskins will probably have to overpay badly if they want to bring him back, whereas before they had an opportunity to maybe get this deal done the right way. And then, again, Bruce Allen didn't get it done.
Broadus, Kirk hasn't won a lot against the Cowboys, but he's put some pretty good numbers
up. Huge numbers, yeah.
Yeah, what's been the difference in him against this defense?
Red zone turnovers, mistakes, things that, you know, bad throws that he's made at really some crucial times. And here I am politicking for him to get a big raise. But, you know, overall, yeah, he moves the ball against this football team. He understands. I mean, they've got guys, they've got weapons that we've talked about. I think that even, you know, adding prior to the mix, you know, he hasn't come on like, say, Pierre Garçon was, but this Jamison Crowder, Vernon Davis, you know, you could go on and on and on. Josh Dotson, they've got some guys that they can get the football to on the outside. The offense is very conducive to what he, how he can, his strengths of what he can do. But he has made some critical turnovers in some of these games. And I think that's where, you know, it's such a great matchup between the two teams, you know, really talent-wise. And it usually comes down to one or two mistakes, whether it's a missed throw or a turnover, and that's been the case for him.
Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com. I love that you profiled on the website Chris Thompson.
Yeah.
To me, he's their X factor. Who is this kid, and what does he do?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. On DallasCowboys.com, I wrote him as one of our under-the-radar players, and he's really probably better than an under-the-radar player, but I want Cowboy fans to understand what he is. You know, he is the guy that you wish that Lance Dunbar was here. That's who you wish he was. You wish he was the same type of player. They play him at a lot of different levels. They line him up at a lot of different spots. They throw him screens. They run draws with him. He's the guy that kind of – they always – I think he's better than what they say, a change of pace back. You know, they've got Fat Rob who kind of runs the football inside, and then – but they got Thompson who kind of moves the ball on the edge. You know, you can get him in space. He's problematic that way. He's really a tough guy. And he'll step up when he has to block and stuff, but you have to be aware of him where he is on the field because they like to do things with him, like, say, run pick routes where they run two guys inside, they run him to the flat, and the next, you know, the ball's going up the field. You have to be worried about the red zone screen from him, you know, all these things that the Cowboys used to have to deal with a guy, you know, Bryant Westbrook, you know, that kind of guy. You know, I mean, he was the same type of home run hitter, throw him the football, and he makes plays.
What's going on with Jordan Reed? He has been quiet until the Philly game where he got off for two touchdowns, supposed to be one of the best tight ends in the league. What's going on with Reed, and whose Cowboy responsibility will that be?
Yeah, that's going to be that's going to come down to probably Byron Jones having to make that cover this week. And, you know, Jordan Reed is a guy that he has been very, very quiet for the Redskins, still a huge weapon to have to deal with. He wants absolutely nothing to do with blocking. I mean, you get him in some blocking situations where, especially when they play him in line on along the line of scrimmage, you know, he gave up a sack the other day. So the Redskins have got to figure out ways not to have him block, because when he's a point of attack player, yeah, he's just terrible at it. So that means get him out, flex him out, run him like a receiver. You still have to be very conscious of where he is. Again, it's like the guy Crowder too. You know, these guys, you just have to be, you have to pay attention where they are on the field, because Gruden has an idea. He's like his brother in this way. He likes to run routes where guys are on the move. And that's where a guy like Jordan Reed has excelled, is when you put him on the move, that he's able to make those plays down the field.
And Vernon Davis continues to make plays.
Yeah, Vernon Davis is not afraid to block. And so you have to be worried about him faking like he is blocking and then kind of releasing out in the route. That's something that he's been very capable of doing. But yeah, they've got guys. This is why Cousins has success throwing the football. I mean, and it doesn't always translate into numbers as far as touchdowns and things, but they do move the ball offensively. And, you know, like I say, the Cowboys have done a pretty good job of playing red zone defense against him, and hopefully they can do the same again this week.
Broadus is keying on Ryan Kerrigan a big the biggest thing to stop this Redskins defense?
Well, yeah, you know, they play a 3-4 front, and there's two guys you have to worry about there. And Kerrigan will line up the majority of the snaps over Lyle Collins. So Lyle Collins, this is another big test for him to have to deal with a guy that is a relentless pass rusher. You got to make sure that you completely play this guy to the echo of the whistle, because he will find a way to get off a block, to make a tackle down the line of scrimmage, tip a pass, all these things that, you know, the good defensive end, outside linebacker type guys can do. He's going to be a difficult guy to run the boot or the waggle to his side. You know, that's something the Cowboys like. Part of their offense is to get Dak on the edge. This guy will play wide on you. He won't give you the outside. He won't come flying down inside and, give you a lot of stuff there. He's been a nemesis for the Cowboys for most of his career, you know. And that's something, too, that you have to think about, you know, when you're calling these plays. You also have to think about two on the outside, Preston Smith, you know, from Mississippi State. He's really kind of come into his own. He's second round pick in 2015, and, you know, he plays the opposite side. He'll go against Tyron Smith. That'll be a great battle over there. But they've got two outside linebackers that can really play.
And let's talk about the Cowboys' pass rush. How big of a day could Tank have against their right tackle who's banged up, Morgan Moses, or the guy whoever's backing him up?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how that all – because Morgan Moses traditionally is a very slow-footed guy. I mean, he's one of those guys that when you watch him play – now, Trent Williams on the other side has lost a lot of weight, and he looks really good, looks slim, athletic and all that. I mean, he is a beast over there. He's very similar to what you have in Tyron Smith for them. But, yeah, you're right about Morgan Moses, though, on the other side. He doesn't move very quickly to begin with. So, yeah, the Cowboys have done a good job of taking advantage of teams that have banged-up offensive linemen. And that's something in the past that they haven't done. So – Let's see if they can continue the trend of putting pressure on teams that that struggle with their pass protection. This quarterback will try and get rid of the ball quickly, but if they can affect him, then they can probably have a pretty good game.
Status for Cheeto?
I don't think he plays. He hasn't done really anything. Yesterday he was in full gear with Britt Brown, the associate athletic trainer, working on the side. So, yeah, I don't think that you're going to see Cheeto this week. Probably next week against Kansas City he has a better shot. It'd be nice for him to play. They're in this mode right now where they're playing young players. You know, they've cleared the decks for Taco to get a run and to get more snaps. So, you know, we've seen Xavier Woods play. We've seen Jordan Lewis play. You know, we've seen Jalen Smith play. I mean, they're trying to play these young guys. It'd been nice to see Awuzie get a little more opportunity for that.
Dan Bailey's mom sending me a message as she's tuning in for the broadest segment. So that leads us to how much you've looked at Mike Nugent and how worried we should be about this kicking game.
Yeah, Mrs. Bailey, I'm really sorry. You raised a hell of a son right there. Yep. I mean, he is a guy you absolutely never have to worry about. You know, I remember talking to guys on the sidelines about this. You know, they go into, like, game plan mode when the field goal team goes on because you just know you're going to get 3 points. So, yeah, as a Cowboy fan, you have to be concerned here. You absolutely have to be concerned. And I'm not talking about from the extra point factors or things like that, even though Nugent is a veteran kicker, and I think they did the right thing there. You just, Dan Bailey was just so, and then the word automatic is used, but it really, really is, you know. And I think we saw it the other day what happened to the Cowboys. They went into aggressive mode right before the half. You know, Garrett knew that San Francisco was going to get a possession to start the second half, and he went into aggressive mode, got the ball to midfield, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh wait, we don't have our kicker. You know, we're kind of struggling without our kicker. So, you know, if they ran the ball two times after that, then went into the half. So it will definitely affect the way that Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan, those guys, call this game. I think with what they want to do is with Nugent, they really don't know what they have. They're going to have to try and figure that out in pregame and then go from there.
Great info as always, Broadus. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, boys.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.